On a magnificent Monday with the good guys, get up a ghost show. Joe Moffat, are you there? Hello.
Good morning, good sir.
We just played some Tupac, man. Now you should be all fired up.
Most definitely. That was a present. That was a pleasant surprise right there. That was a throwback. I like that one.
We don't have a lot of Tupac in there. That just happened to pop up, and I'm like, oh yeah, now I'm feeling good. Now I'm ready to roll for the morning.
Right. That's a good track to start with right there.
Joe Moffat, Comedy Juke Joint's coming. You are the boss of comedy, by the way, and you're back here at Native Lights with another slate of comedians, and that's coming up Thursday. Tell me about it.
Yes, sir. So we are here and here to stay. First and foremost, I want to make sure that everyone knows that the Comedy Juke Joint is not just a one-off event. We're here for a good time, and we're going to be here for a long time. Our next event will be this July 23rd, which will be hosted by yours truly. I'm bringing in a great feature act from Arkansas by the name of Marco Antonio. I've also brought one of the hottest comedians here in the state of Oklahoma. She is a Blue Whale comedy veteran from the festival in Tulsa by the name of Sandra Slade. And then, of course, I'm bringing in a guy. I don't know if you've seen him on the internet, but he has been hosting some of the biggest watch parties out in Arkansas for the World Cup for the last few weeks.
Nice.
He's a big fan of Mexico. He was very sad when they lost, but nonetheless,
yeah, of
he's a big fan of soccer. He's a great comedian. His name is the Frisco Kid, and he is going to tear the house down.
So how do you go about picking these folks that are in the lineup? I mean, do you actually like go sit down and see them? Do you watch a lot of tape? What do you see?
I mean, I've worked with them personally.
Sure.
I'm one of those that if I'm gonna go see you, I better be getting some stage time out of it myself.
That's right, I got you.
That's the way Joe go. If I'm coming to a show, Joe better be a part of the show.
You want to be up there. I got you.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, don't be teasing me with a good time. No.
So you have been here already and done one. You guys have done a couple of shows at the casino. Tell me about that and how it went and what you expect for this time around.
So we've done one at Native Light so far. We did two at Tonkawa,
right,
over off of 35. This month with some of the movie releases, since we used one of the theaters, it didn't work out for the comedy show. But we will definitely be back in there next month at Tonkawa. But for this month, we're only going to be at Native Lights. And we're just going to transform the Buffalo Lounge and Grill and Native Lights into the Comedy Juke Joint. We already have our stage set up, which is beautiful. We got the new sound. We're going to be offering some sponsorships to companies that want to take part as well in future shows.
All right.
And we're going to be starting, like I said, with this one on July 23rd. And then I'm bringing in one of my bestest of buds on August 20th. I want to go ahead and announce it now. Damon Detroit, for those that are hearing this live and on the radio, he is coming to the Native Lights Casino. He will be at the Comedy Juke Joint August 20th. I got him first. He is a big Langston University alum, for those that know him, and he is coming to see us first. So get your tickets will be available starting next week.
Oh, very nice. Look at you. So you're recruiting for the next show even.
Yes, sir. We're going to have September and October announced here soon as well.
All right. That's Joe Moffat, the boss of comedy, and you can get tickets online at bossofcomedy.com. This is a 21 and over show. And, you know, Kevin has done the Buffalo Grill up nice for you there at Native Lights. You have a stage that they just put together for you, all that good stuff. So a good atmosphere.
It is beautiful in there, and I think everybody will not just enjoy the surroundings, the work that they've done in there has been magnificent, but that's the reason why, to match the work that they've done, I want to make sure to bring in magnificent talent. And these three comedians, I tell you, when you put some of these folks together, it feels like an HR violation, but it's going to be a good time in the
Have you had the ribs there? You need to try some of the ribs.
I've had the ribs, and I've definitely had the prime rib. Oh, my heaven.
It's good food.
I brought some of that home, and it travels well. You know, when steak travels well, that's a good slice of beef right there.
Very nice. Brett C. is here. Did you have a question?
And Joe, I got to do this because I haven't done it yet. H-Town?
Already, baby.
Oh, no.
I had to do it. But, Joe, it really cool. Kevin gave us some tickets to give away as soon as we're done here. So why don't you pick a number between 1 and 10, and that caller is going to win some tickets.
I'm going to do my favorite number to do for my big brother, Lucky 7. Let's get it.
Number 7?
All right.
All right. That's Joe Moffitt, the boss of comedy. You are the boss of comedy, not just a boss.
Yes, sir. Not a boss, the boss.
The boss. Got it. All right. Very good. Well, thanks for coming on, and we'll see you soon. I'll be out there to see the show, too, so should be a good one.
I'll see you guys Thursday. Get your tickets now, bossofcomedy.com. Get your tickets.
All right, we'll see you, man.
All right.
Later.
All right, you heard Joe. Caller number 7 right now.